Have you come to see the show?
Hey, where are you going? The show hasn't even started. Relax. It's all an illusion. Don't you want to see speedboats leap through exploding fireballs? Or how to fight Wild West style?
Or how people get shot Hollywood style?
I'm Jay. Welcome to a special episode of PMK.
We mean special as in special effects. I'm Alicia. Come with us for these tricks and many others.
You won't get hurt. Maybe. It's part of the mechanics.
For kids.
Florida, the place where they say you can ride the movies, where cool special effects happen live, right in front of your eyes.
I'm on a practice run before the Dynamite Night Stuntacular show. It's a high-speed chase on water. Police boats go after bad guys in black boats and on jet skis. It takes a lot of driving skill and perfect timing to keep it safe, especially for the grand finale.
What is the show?
It's the good guys against the bad guys. There's a lot of high-speed boat driving, jet skiing. Things are blowing up, guns are being shot.
Like an action movie.
Exactly, an action movie, yeah.
Kids say the coolest part of the entire show is when the boat jumps through the fire. Now, how do you drive the boat and not get burned?
Well, you're only in the flames for a split second. The fire surrounds you, and it's just like, don't try this at home, but it's just like running your hand over a candle.
How scared have you been, and how close have you come to actually being seriously harmed?
I don't say you want to be scared of what we do out there, but every time we go out there, we treat it like the first time we've done it. You treat it with that much respect.
Right.
The potential for things to go wrong is pretty dramatic.
Obviously, guns play a big part of the show. How do you make it that if you fire a gun at someone, they don't get hit?
Well, these are semi-automatic weapons that are real, but they are set up to fire blanks. A blank is a round that does not have a projectile at the end of it, like lead, for instance. But they still should be treated as if they were real guns, and
real bullets.
They had real bullets. I can demonstrate for you what a blank gun can still do.
Fire in the hole!
So you still treat the guns as real bullets, right?
Yes, you do, at all times. You never point them at anyone at any time, even in a movie, that you'll notice that some guns are cheated away from whoever they're shooting at.
My name is John Hamrick, and for a living, I play with fire. I wouldn't advise kids to play with fire or fireworks. I mean, that's very dangerous. The only real flame that he goes through is that grate that's right in front there. So he probably has maybe 3-4 seconds of intense heat when he goes through. Everything else is wrapped around him. He'll still feel the heat, but this flame here will not actually touch him or the boat. If someone did not know what they were doing, you could probably take down a building with what we have out here.
Grand tower failure.
10 foot. 1, 2, 3.
Gives me like the chills.
That was cool.
Good stunts make it real.
It was real cool.
Dynamite Night Spectacular is cool.
I have to admit, I'm starting to feel a little bit queasy.
Were Chris and Andy professional stuntmen. Are you guys okay? And this is Andrew Campbell, special effects coordinator for Cold Blue Rentals.
Hi. Let's go to the lab and see how to make gunfights look real.
Or almost real. Andy and his team use a lot of different effects for a shootout. Working with Zerx is one of them. Zerx is short for zirconium.
We in fact use these little balls. They're a styrene ball, and inside of them is zirconium. When it hits a hard surface like this, sorry, it in fact will break open and create a spark. We also use another type that are wired in called a squib.
Do Zerx have anything to do with the blood we saw before?
Not really. To create those effects, we use a pad and a special pad that, with this type of explosive, and that goes underneath the body. Then the blood pack is put on top and hidden underneath the shirt.
Okay.
Then we fire that with electricity to create a small controlled explosion which rips through the shirt and pushes out the fake blood.
Does it hurt?
Not if we put on enough padding. Do you want to try?
Okay.
We're ready now. But I'm not going to put the blood bag on like we used earlier because, frankly, I don't want to have to clean up the mess.
Okay.
Was that a little over well? Okay. Now, most important thing for you is headphones.
Okay.
So if that's comfortable, keep your hands beside you or behind you or whatever. Well, that's it. Right, you're ready to go now. I'll put mine on. I'll put mine on.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you a countdown of 3, 2, 1, bang. Ready? And... 3, 2, 1. Are you going fast, Les? Now, did that hurt you?
Not at all. Just smells burnt.
That's my aftershave.
They don't just use squibs on people. You can also use them to blow up things. Andrew works on a TV show called Dog's World. In this bank robbery scene, he puts squibs all over the room to fake the gunshots. The result is spectacular. Mom's really gonna like this one. Thanks.
Didn't your mother ever tell you it's not polite to point? Especially with that finger. It might be loaded.
Special effects makeup is an art. Alicia had to make 2 trips to the makeup artist's place and sit for a few hours to look like this.
Jay, on the other hand, looks like this in real life, and it's the makeup artist's job to make him look normal for all our other shows.
Here it goes. To make Alicia ugly, Mario, our special effects makeup guy, starts by spreading stuff on her that will harden and become rubbery. Then he puts plaster over it to make it hard. Mario makes more plaster and pours it into the inside of the hard plaster shape. Voila! One perfect mold of Alicia's face. Now he uses plasticine to change the shape of Alicia's face to make it ugly. Then he makes another plaster mold out of that. Mario fills this new mold of Alicia's ugly face with foam latex. Then he closes it with the mold of Alicia's real face. He bakes it. The result is a skin-like monster mask that fits Alicia's face perfectly. To make me look thirsty for blood, just paint my teeth to make them look sharp, apply makeup to make me look pale, and insert colored contact lenses. Ouch! Stings a little when you're not used to them. A little paint. Some makeup to blend the mask with the skin. And scary false teeth. And Alicia becomes one gross-looking creature. So, when are you gonna start on Alicia?
There's more than makeup that goes into making the most complicated special effects.
Who needs a body to exist? Not me. I can talk and move without the inconvenience of arms and legs, thanks to these twins and a bit of movie magic. Come on, look inside my head. Don't be scared. The trick is animatronics. Animatronics is what makes me move, what gives me life.
Eric is a special makeup effects artist. He designs, sculpts, and paints creatures. Carl makes them move. He's an animatronics technician. Together, they can do a lot of crazy things. The trick to making a face seem real is to get many small motors working at the same time. They move slabs of metal up and down or side to side underneath the skin to create facial expressions. Carl and Eric sometimes use wireless remote controls, just like for a model airplane, but you can never do exactly the same move twice. For total accuracy, the computer is the way to go. You can program each move so you can get exactly what you want every time. And it can control hundreds of motors inside a creature, but you end up in Spaghetti Land with a lot of wires. Sometimes you don't need a remote control or a computer. The actor can do the job himself. Carl and Eric often work until very late at night making creatures. In this case, two heads are better than one. They make a great team. Well, actually, Carl and Eric aren't really twins. Eric isn't real. He's Carl's greatest animatronics creation. After a long day of work, Carl puts Eric away. Just joking. They really are twins. Really.
Months to build those large dinosaurs.
Wrong. They made most of the dinosaurs on a computer and added them to the movie afterwards. The technology is called CGI. It stands for computer-generated images. It's the latest thing in special effects.
You can do almost anything with CGI, like turn liquid metal into a spider, and they make it move like the real thing.
Charlie here is going to show all wannabe filmmakers how to make fake blood.
That's right, Alicia. So far on the show, we've had people getting shot. Soon we're going to see some fighting. But I think what we really need right now is some really good blood. So I've asked some friends of mine to join me today. What I've done is I've asked them to try to come up with the most convincing blood they could just using the products they had at their house.
Right. You want some more red or you want blue?
Ah, that's disgusting.
Don't tell me you're eating.
Good stuff.
No.
Blood. We need more blood.
So, what's in your blood?
Corn syrup, some red food coloring to make it the blood color.
Like this.
Ew, gross.
Hey, now this is groovy.
Ketchup, barbecue sauce, tomato juice.
So you do a lot of cooking, do you?
I used about a third cup of raspberry juice, 2/3 of a cup of ketchup, and 1 teaspoon of soy sauce.
Oh, gross.
Making blood is actually a trade secret. I mean, everybody, as you can see, does make blood a little differently. But I got this recipe from a special effects guy. Let's take a look. Okay. First, First, we're going to start with the cornstarch. Okay, next we're going to add the corn syrup. Now what the corn syrup does is it gives it body. So go ahead and pour that in there. Okay, next we're going to add the glycerin. Now glycerin you can get at just about any drugstore. And what this does is it gives it that gooey, oozy feel to it. So we're going to pour a little bit of that in there. And next, the all-important color, which is nothing more than regular old-fashioned food coloring. So we're going to add this in there. Ooh, go ahead and keep stirring. And now it's time to try it out. Oh, my nose!
Oh, it looks great.
I think it's my cue to leave. Bye!
Now this is good TV.
One of the best things to do at Universal Studios is to go see their Wild West stunt show, where you can see some of the best fighting and stunt work around. Now, I believe the show starts in about, oh, I'd say an hour, so let's just wait here.
Not me, you idiot! I'm a good guy, you know!
Cool.
All right, I'm Felix Cassidy, stunt coordinator of the Universal Studios Florida Stunt Team. Thank you very much.
And I'm Cole Harper.
Now, a good hit, using the camera angles, would be I come right past it. And it looked like it hit his face.
That's so.
All right, facial expressions are very important to us stunt actors because we want to make it look real. Now, if I was going to take a stomach punch from my buddy Cole here, I'd want to react to it like I really got hit. Ready? Give me one of those babies. You see the mouth go up and the face look like you got hurt. All right, now, if Cole was to hit me in the stomach and I didn't react to it, let's see what it'd take a look like.
So, you do lots of jumps?
In the business, we call them high falls, partner.
High falls, right. Okay. Where did you get your training to do these high falls?
Well, training basically comes from work on trampoline, learning your twists and turns in the air, getting your air sense down, actually.
And what safety precautions do you take to make sure that you don't hurt yourself when you jump?
We start at like 5 feet and work our way up to 10 feet, 20 feet. This here is a 25-foot high fall, and you just got to learn to land safely flat on your back.
On your back?
That's right.
Why can't you land on your stomach?
If you land on your stomach on a pad, it'll bend your back the wrong way.
So, hey, could you do a jump for us?
Sorry, I'm on my break.
Oh, come on. No! No! When there's a scene in the restaurant, someone picks up a bottle and smashes it over the other person's head. How does that work? I mean, doesn't that hurt?
Sure, that's a prop we use. It's made out of candy glass.
Oh.
Candy glass is just an expression. It used to be made out of sugar. Now it's made out of several different chemicals. What you do is, this is very, very fragile and very light. It'll break real easy.
I showed him. Hey, do you mind if I show our lovely viewers out there how this stuff works?
Go ahead.
Try this.
Oh, you test it on me.
It works. After breaking bottles, chairs, fake fighting, breaking wagon wheels, what could possibly top that?
I think I got something that'll top all that.
He was right.
I'm okay.
Don't try this at home.
I hope you enjoyed our spectacle this evening.
Don't miss our more normal yet equally special episode of PMK next week.
Oh, I'm starving. Not much blood in the mouth.
You're so disgusting.
Oh, there's lots of blood in the rain. Wanna give me some? Oh.